Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. It's the Real Housewives of Dallas After Show, Episode 7, Black and Blues. And you can't sit on my lap or my face, but you can sit and watch this show right now. It's the Real Housewives of Dallas.
The destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Song never gets old.
It's no, it doesn't. So addicting.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. You're in the right place if you're checking for the Real Housewives of Dallas, because we have all the latest dirt, including the review of this night's episode. So let's get started and talk about what's happening. I'm your host, Grant Rutter. Hello, hello.
Hello, everyone. I'm Blake V. You can find me, of course, on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media.
What's up, everyone? I'm Thomas Rulina, and you can find me at Thomas Rulina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
Hey, everybody, it's DJ Richie Sky. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at DJ Richie Sky, and on the Snap at Richie Sky.
Hello, everyone.
That intro.
Oh, that was amazing.
Oh, well, I had to channel. Heidi. We have to talk about Heidi.
Heidi's my new favorite thing. Like, she's my highlight.
She is something.
Literally.
For sure.
I don't know if you caught the full outfit she was wearing at the power lunch, but she was walking out of, like, a club at, like, daylight. Did you see this outfit?
Yes. Moschino has, like, crazy outfits like that. I just didn't know if it was for Heidi, but I don't know. Did you guys like that?
Curious as to why she wasn't a part of the official cast.
Right? Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She has it.
Yes.
She's something else. She literally rolls up at this power lunch at the beginning of the show with this full chain and like a club tee. I'm like, what are you doing? How old is this lady? And I don't even care.
Yeah, I don't care either. I don't mind it, actually. Yeah. It's like, it's fine. Yeah. Just do you. Do you,
she
Heidi.
Presented Tiffany and Leanne t-shirts, hashtag Skanks of Dallas. Now, that's what we need on this panel.
Oh, my God.
We need t-shirts.
We do.
That would be awesome.
That's amazing.
I wear a Skank of Dallas t-shirt.
Heck yeah.
Why not? I would, too.
We have to represent, obviously.
I love how it was like an Hermes bag.
Right. Right. Like, classy.
Yeah. Just
classy.
Really classy it up. Yes. Oh, well, Lord. What is this note? Heidi Dillon. They definitely call her Flynn because Leanne made a big deal. When Heidi Dillon is at your party, or if you're out with Heidi Dillon, this is a big deal.
Yeah.
She's talking this woman way up.
Leanne talks everybody up. Yep, and everything up. In the charity world.
Oh, the charity world.
Yes. She's the charity goddess, Heidi, that's for sure.
Well, Heidi says, you know, she's not holding back from jump. She's saying that Carrie's husband has made a lot of women's lives with them under her desk or something like that. What was how was it put? It was odd, but it alluded to people fooling around with their husband under his desk, and that's how they get ahead.
Mm-hmm. Fooling around with married men.
Like ahead. Like yeah. Progressing. Progressing in life. Like, moving forward. This is another great... I hope the camera was on you. I hope the camera was on you. You get the best
moments.
Reactions. I never know if I'm coming to go.
I was just with you. I'm
listen,
just like, yeah, getting ahead.
My thought is he dressing all these women? Because, I mean, what else is he doing?
That, he's a creep. I'm just going to say that guy is driving me crazy on the show. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little off, but
I'm okay
make
it
work.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
Well, you know, all the plastic surgeon husbands on these shows are a little, you know, kind of like...
aesthetically
odd.
Oriented?
They're just... No, they're just all odd. Think about it. Adrian Malouf's ex-husband... Even Dr. Dubrow, he's a little
kind of
like...
Is he making his way to botched? Maybe it's like we need a third surgeon.
It's going to be botched Dallas.
Botched Dallas, yes.
Oh,
you never know. You never know with Bravo.
Yeah, you never know.
So true.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of Carrie, we learned that her website is doing really well.
Right, which is good.
Wait, the one that
I guess
she did with
the
those
photo
photos?
Shoot.
Yeah, that's
the medical website.
That's about it.
Were they retouched? Or no?
She said no. She wanted to get them retouched, and he said no.
You know, Carrie's an attractive woman, though.
She looks great either way.
She's an attractive woman, so they don't, you know.
It doesn't matter.
Well, that's the Carrie report. Her website is performing well.
Well, good. Then she got what she needed out of it.
There you go.
Right?
Good for you.
It's the business boost.
Okay, Brandy, the show just takes this tremendously dark turn. I mean, we're going from, like, Heidi looking like... she's walking out of a nightclub in the middle of the day to Brandy revealing some really hard information and learning about her brother, who suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder after serving in Afghanistan. He's suicidal and a couple of other details. And, you know, it went from, like, as heavy as it can be, and then it went back to crazy town. So what do we want to say about Brandy's brother?
Well, I mean, obviously it's very heavy news. It's heavy. It's very sad. Mm. It's, you know... heartbreaking for Brandy to be going through this, I'm sure on TV as well. Brandy always consistently, though, brings, like, the real life drama. The rest, I feel like, is fluff.
That's true.
I will say that she is the interesting kind of dichotomy of a housewife, because she's, on one hand, I can't stand to hear any more poop talk, you know, but on the other hand, she has some real stuff going on in her life.
She does.
That is being caught on camera, and I applaud her for being so transparent with that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
She just seemed totally leveled when she was having her interview. And I just feel like we've seen her sad for so long. I really feel bad for the woman. I mean, she's really been up against it. Yet she does maintain a positive and bright personality that we saw in the last scene. And, you know, you never really know what she was going through. But I do kind of feel bad for her. I feel like she's, you know, really paying the price emotionally.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, this is a really tough time. She's got a lot going on. But she did have a redeeming moment with her husband when she went out to another dinner with him. The last dinner was atrocious, and we were all highly offended.
Yes, exactly.
And this one was nice. Like, he apologized. He gave her what she needed to hear. And I thought it was genuine.
Yeah, I think he won the viewers back tonight, because obviously they've been together for so long. I mean, we're only seeing a few glimpses of their relationship, but he definitely redeemed himself after last week, for sure.
I did feel bad for her, too, though, at the same time, even though everything seemed good again in her world with him. But she said, like, something like, oh, all I want from him is communication and attention. And now I have a little bit of it. I'm like, okay.
Right, no, like, it's been, like, strained for a long time.
That's she's all not that asking makes, like, for too much, need... though, you know?
No.
But I just feel like that's, like, as basic as it gets in a relationship. This whole communication and attention. So it's like, if that's where we're at that makes you happy, like, I feel bad for you, you know? Everyone deserves more than that in a marriage.
I mean, I agree.
None of us are married, so I guess we can't really speak to it. But
for that reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, but she's so unhappy by it, so she definitely needs at least that.
Yeah.
Which, I guess if... maybe this is the first time she's confronting him about it?
Yeah, it seemed like it.
I wonder how long they've been together. Like
I was thinking, remember when she did go to the, where did she go again? And she was, like, on top of a dancer, and she had her moment, too.
Yes.
So I was thinking about, why is it that in the last episode she was saying that she wanted him to tell her what she did wrong? And maybe that was it, that we missed that part.
Could have been.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. She didn't explain that in her Bravo blog, so.
I know, but I'm just still wondering about that.
Then it can't be true.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, she didn't go in. She just, I feel like when I read her blogs, she really glosses over anything that he does.
Yeah.
She did last week.
And I'm like, girl, that's not an explanation. Like, you didn't give me anything. You just, it makes it almost seems like she doesn't want to, maybe they're in a better place now. I don't know. Maybe she doesn't want to rock the boat by going in on exactly what happened.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird to me.
I mean, that makes sense. That could, you know, like, I think we said this last week, that this was filmed a year ago. Yeah. So going through stuff a year ago, I'm sure a lot of this she doesn't want to rehash, probably with her family and her brother and the husband. I mean,
for sure.
I don't blame her. I wouldn't want to talk about it now. But then again, you're on this show. So is that part of your responsibility to tell the truth?
I think it is. I mean, it's just to me, like, I hate to equate this to another show, but it's just like the whole situation with Yolanda and there's nothing about this marriage being caught on camera that shows us that it was falling apart. Mm-hmm. That's not real. That's not what we want to see what's going on. And even though it may be painful, I want to see that.
Yeah.
Right.
I want to see what you're going through.
Signed up to do, yeah.
Especially if it's heading down that road anyway. Mm-hmm. Sad to say that, but that's how I feel.
Well, tonight's episode, Tiffany and Leanne were shopping, getting ready for the House of Blues charity, which was for, I wrote it down, I want to shout out the charity.
Light of Tomorrow.
Yes, sure, Light of Tomorrow. Thank you. And Tiffany's just a wreck that this is going to be the first time that the ladies are all together since that Maurice cocktail party. So she was so nervous. She was, like, coaching Leanne. She's like, you know, like, just, you know, apologize to Stephanie. Like, call her. Like, get it over with. Like, let's go. And then Leanne's like, well, I will apologize to Stephanie, but I'm not apologizing to Brandy.
Yeah.
And then she's like, no. Let me fill you in. And she filled her in. And then Leanne took another turn and felt bad. And so she wants to make amends at this point.
Yeah, that apology was just kind of half for me. I felt like that was a plug for her speaking tour. Like, you know how we felt like we knew what she was going, and then she turned to the left. What did you think about that? I know you love Leanne.
I still do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm unbothered by her antics. I love her.
Yeah, let's talk about Stephanie and Leanne sit down.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, let's get there and talk about, you know, like we say, Leanne says that she behaved badly at the party. She owned her behavior and she apologizes. And then no sooner does she apologize, she says, like, oh, you know, it's just like, I just did not have a peaceful childhood. It's like, hold on.
Yeah, I was loving her for the first half.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, great. And then it just, like, she
went back to Leanne.
Completely flipped
the
it.
The carny life.
Yeah, but this is the first time that I've heard her talk about, like, her childhood being a problem in who she is today. So I appreciated, like, her
a little backstory.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That was nice for everybody to see.
Do you guys get into that when someone apologizes to you and then they related it back to something that happened, like, years ago? And you're like, well, what does this mean? Like, for the apology. Like, I don't get it. Like, I'm that type of person. Like, where did that come from?
Right. Because
we're talking about what happened today.
Okay, I have a theory. And I think it is that she... Do we know how long she's been with her boyfriend? Is his name Rich?
Oh, she said it a couple times.
6 or 7 years.
6 or 7 years? Yeah. Okay. I think that the reason she reverts to justifying her life back to her childhood is the fact that she has not had a long-standing relationship for like decades. Like, some of these women have been married a very long time or you know, she's of the age to have been married or have had long-term relationships and had kids. I think when your life propels forward with marriage and children, your priorities and your thought process shifts to those.
Yeah.
And if you have problems or things with people, just your mentality shifts. And you're not saying, like, oh, when I was a child. Yes, that may still bother you, but that's not at the forefront of your justification, you know?
Like when I'm sure when you have kids, I can't even think about the past.
Yeah. I mean, 100%. Your thought process changes, and you're not talking about your own childhood. You're talking about adulthood and your adult issues, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's the hang up there.
Yeah. Well, she says she wants to tell her story and hit the public speaking circuit and memoirs and all these things.
And Stephanie got that, too.
Right.
She wasn't just going to let that one pass. She was like, oh, okay, I see where this is going.
Yes.
But, you know, I feel like she's so not confrontational that she was going to do anything. But she get another housewife to have sat in that seat, it would have been a different story.
Yeah. Sure. But I will say that as a viewer, though. Okay, so Stephanie taking in that explanation, I could see her being like, oh, okay, you just turned this about you. But I agree with Thomas that as a viewer... I do, like, now that she's brought it up so much, I do want to know more about this carny childhood. Like, what exactly happened to you?
I think
what
makes her, you know, more intriguing.
Yeah. Yes, well, as a viewer, for sure.
I've read a lot surrounding the show, and Leanne keeps mentioning she wants to share more of her story. We're only seeing a slice. We haven't really got to know her too much. We really haven't got much of a look into her history, and there's supposed to be, like, an episode coming up where it's all kind of put out there, so I assume next week.
Yeah.
I assume. But, like, yeah, she, like, is, like, chomping at the bit to get her story out there because right now it doesn't make her look, like, most stable, but we want to learn more. And we've said this since day one. We want to know more, like, what makes these women three-dimensional.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah.
All of it.
Agreed. All right, what else can we say? Leanne seemed very proud of herself, by the way, that she apologized. Like, even in her interview, she was like, yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
We shall see. Tiffany and Aaron, they get a haircut at someone's house, and we learn that he looks like Billy Ray Cyrus.
Which I thought was great.
Yeah.
It's like a comparison.
Yeah, I mean...
I thought he always looked like that. That was just me, though.
And I don't think that's bad. I think Billy Ray's fine. He's like fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not bad looking. I don't think... Yeah. That's fine. That's fine, Aaron. It's fine. Yeah.
You're good.
You're good. It's fine.
I still think he looks like Keith Urban, but, you know.
Yeah. Both the comparisons are good.
I see that, too.
Completely. Yeah. That's like, for sure closer to that.
There's Keith Suburban on Twitter, and I think he's using his picture. It's weird. I don't know.
I did see that on Twitter.
Yeah. Call out. Yeah.
Whatever. So like, he's embracing it.
Is that Aaron's stage name? But it isn't, because we saw tonight that House of Blues. It's
the Aaron Hendra Project.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What did you think of Tiffany's hair? What did you think of her appearance?
I thought it was cool. Yeah, I didn't mind it at all. So if it's her event, then go and do whatever you want to do. It's about you.
100% agreed.
As long as it doesn't ruin her standing in the charity world, I think it's fine.
There you go. I'm looking at how nice looking out for herself.
Right. Could you imagine?
Very important. Vital.
Yeah. Imagine that thought process. Like, will the faux hawk offend? Who am I offending? Can I go forward with it? Okay.
I'm sure she asked Leanne first.
Mm-hmm. Well, Leanne definitely didn't seem too pleased with it, so.
No.
She took a big risk on that one.
Yeah, that could have been the end of a friendship 2.0 in this season.
I have, like, little... I really don't care for people's, like, fashion or hair or what. Like, it's fine. It's all fine. I do not get offended. I don't care. Good or bad,
it's fine.
Yeah, I
don't get offended by much.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, I was really happy for Tiffany because she had talked early in the season about how she wanted to blend, you know, the charity world and her husband, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So this was like the moment where we saw her really, you know, accomplish a goal of hers. And it wasn't about Leanne.
And I thought it was great. Yeah. And Aaron sounded great. Yeah. What we heard was great.
I thought so too.
Yeah, all the women had fun. It was the first time we saw everybody in a group setting, like, get along. Yeah. And I'm sure the performance and the music was a distraction, but still, like, everyone had a great time. They were drinking, they were singing and dancing. Like, it looked fun.
It was, like, the first legit place, like, location, too. Like, the House of Blues is something that everybody knows about. Like, it's not just, like someone's bar around the corner. Like,
someone's backyard?
Real, yeah.
Marie's house.
Right.
Marie's
backyard.
Marie's house, condos.
Yeah.
We should give a shout out to Tiffany. She was in our comment box on our episode last week.
That's right.
Thank you, Tiffany, for watching us.
You've got fans here at the table.
Come on our show.
Yes. You are welcome to come on.
So Heidi enters this party, and I didn't quite catch her name, but she had to warn Brandy about her, stay on her good side. I'm like, oh, they're building all this up. I was expecting something big. I like when there's a warning. You have to be, if you walk in the room and someone has to warn someone about you, you know.
It's for real.
Yeah.
I like that. So Heidi invited the ladies to a Gothic State Fair dinner party at her house, and I thought this was going to be for next week, so I was so excited when it happened in this episode. But before we get to that, let's talk about how Leanne says that Carrie needs to get over herself. Carrie kind of had a stick up her ass at this event. Yeah.
She kind of did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, she wasn't the most friendly. She sort of entered the event like with a prejudgment. Mm-hmm. She already felt like she already knew that, you know, something was coming her way. So she kind of was avoiding. I got that.
Yeah. Before Leanne went to this party at Heidi's house or condo or whatever it is, she said that she was hesitant to see Carrie, and Rich, her boyfriend, said, oh, I think she's great.
Rich is always, like, undermining
Leanne. Yeah, totally. Like, just diffusing that. Yeah.
This is probably why they work. They must balance each other out.
Yeah. I think Rich probably, like, brings her back down.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Takes down the crazy.
Leanne says that,
just a notch.
Leanne says about Carrie, everyone knows how she got her husband, and they were both married. So that was a development. We didn't know. I didn't realize that they were married at the time of meeting.
I felt like Carrie said something to that fact
in a few
previous
episodes ago.
But it wasn't really properly explained.
Mm-hmm. I think I know what you're talking about. It might have been in episode one or two when they were sort of describing their relationship, and she was saying she'd been married twice before.
Yeah. Or that he was married when she met him. Something to that effect.
Yeah, didn't she say, like, my second marriage was, like, long over, but we were still, like, you know, dragged on or something like that? I think maybe, yeah.
Which... Well, is fine.
We'll leave it to Leanne to say it again and again. Oh, right. That's like housewife formula.
We need this.
We do.
Mm-hmm. So when Carrie was getting her makeup done to go to this party, the makeup artist had a comment about Leanne's blush. We all seemed to like that.
Oh, God. Okay, so let me tell you, this was a really hard moment for me because...
Really?
because I this whole time I wanted to give Leanne the benefit of the doubt and say that like it was the coloring of on our TV screen that was like enhancing the truly. And
you
I
had
was
the
like,
wrong hue.
Yes, I'm like exactly. She's fine in real life. She's fine. It's just it's coming across harsh. And then Carrie said, no, it was like that in real life. And I thought, oh, Leanne. Because Leanne's so beautiful. And a lot of times she looks gorgeous. But the blush is a problem. Yeah. And
there was a problem in tonight's episode.
Yes. And then Carrie confirmed it. And it was hard for me.
But I don't know. Do you think it's like her costume? Or do you think this is like if we were to see her at Ralph's, like she'd appear this way? Like, what do you think?
I think it's her thing. I really do. I feel like she does it so much. She does it in her interviews.
Right. It's been more than months.
This is her. This is like her thing.
Yeah.
Although I will say that on her interviews, it looks more like a bronzer.
It does look like
a bronzer. Then at these events, it's like very pink.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
it's like bronzer for the interviews, pink for like...
So maybe Grant has a point. Maybe it is part of her like costume, part of her appearance. Yeah. Thank you, Grant. You
is
just revived me. I'm going with that.
I feel like she's trying to give us more cheekbone. I don't understand.
I feel like that's her formal wear. Like, you know when women pile on more jewelry if they're going out? Like, maybe that's like her way of like,
right,
you know,
that's
this,
the
is
event
my,
look.
This is my formal
is
wear.
Is that her armor?
Yeah, because you're right. The interviews, she does not look like that. She looks fine. It looks good. So I'm going with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, at this event, we learn that Tiffany says that she forgives Marie from the text messages and that she's got to move on. And it seems like Leanne has just turned over a new leaf. So that said, let's take a look at some text messages. We have them here. And there's been a lot of back and forth on how involved is Tiffany in these text messages. Tiffany let us know last week. You can see our episode from last week and see what she has to say about that. But here playing the role of Tiffany, we have... Thomas, right?
Blake B.
Oh, Blake, you're going
to switched roles.
Okay.
We switched roles. Okay.
Blake, you're
going
I'm going to
be Tiffany.
So you're you're going to be Tiffany.
Yes.
And here's Marie down on the other end.
It's getting real serious, guys. Okay,
right,
here we go.
Go for it.
Like you, I've defended her and made excuses for her for a long time. Her rage and shit throwing needs to stop.
Agree.
She talks shit about you to me. I'm sure she talks shit about me to you. She loved us. Think what she says about the people she doesn't like.
Ugh. If she is talking shit about me after all I do to defend her, I've got some praying to do.
It's just Tiffany's too busy to ever answer my fucking calls. And the tone of her voice that just gets me. She's the expert on Beast because she thinks that she's the most important person always. Anyway, I will release this like I did the last two times. I'm just sad for her most of all and that she behaved this way. This is all she ever wanted and she isn't happy about the job, her opportunity, or making the most of this. She is sabotaging herself. It is her form of self-harm.
Exactly.
She's out at a club and she's not in a good place mentally. I don't think she's gonna show up tomorrow. I just got a series of crazy texts from her. She broke her phone, told me to sue her, and she's done. Did you get the crazy text like I got?
Nope, nothing.
keep going.
There's more.
All right.
You got a big part, Marie.
Oh, I hope your new best friend, Brandy, brings you as much business as I have and has been a good of a friend through all of the shit that you've been through in your life. That wasn't for you. My phone is severely cracked. I'm not going home ever again. This show and my friend have destroyed any home I hope to have. Yay, you broke the girl who cared. F and Tiffany.
One more.
Me. Leanne, where are you?
Wow. Dead on the side of the road. Celebrate.
Please take a deep breath. I love you. You're hurt. I want to understand you and what's going on inside you. Can we talk privately in the morning?
I'm broke. Y'all won. Yay. The mighty Leanne has fallen. Rejoice. The happy I'd hurt is sue me. You want to be the star? Go for it. I'm done. I'm at a club. Woo the fuck boo.
I have an issue with ignoring this behavior. It suggests we are okay with it. She is self-destructive and destructive.
Agree. I'm exhausted and do not condone this type of behavior.
End scene.
End scene.
My favorite line is, I'm at the club. Like, I'm good. Like, where else?
Yeah, completely. And I do want to add, too, so we mentioned that Tiffany was commenting on our episode last week.
Yes.
And she did say that this is only a limited view of what she said.
There's more.
And she said...
Tiffany, send me those text messages.
Yes. Well, and she did. She said... I'll have to pull it up in 1 second. But she did say that... at the end, she said that she doesn't want to. She didn't want to engage in the conversation anymore. With respect, please stop texting me and take this to Leanne. So, I mean, I get that. I think that you know, Tiffany was very upset at the event. We saw the exchange between Tiffany and Leanne. Tiffany obviously really likes Leanne. She's obviously a very good friend in person. You know, if you had a best friend that acted crazy like that, wouldn't you, you'd also be like, that was crazy. What is wrong with her?
I would.
Yeah, totally.
And I think that a few exchanges, you know, it doesn't do the most harm. And if she did say, take it to Leanne... That's fair.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think there's anything that damaging. That. Right. It was a fun read.
It was fun. That was fun, guys.
I kind of loved me and Marie for 1 second. I just wish I had a fascinator the way she did.
Right.
Well, there were a variety of looks at this Gothic State Fair party, and a couple people popped in. There were some real oddball people at this party.
It's a very interesting group.
Yeah. It was.
And Taylor was there, and Tiffany had to remind us that she still has not told Leanne that Taylor says she pooped her pants at an event. I said that with a straight face.
I can't wait for that to go down, because she's going to have to tell her eventually. That's a big fact that she's leaving out. Don't you think?
I don't know. I'm trying to process it. Yeah, like,
I think if somebody were saying that about me, I really wouldn't.
It could be damaging, though.
to her standing in the charity world.
Right. And everything. I mean, that was the big storyline.
I wouldn't even care, to be very honest with you.
Ooh,
I mean,
see,
like,
I would. If someone's saying that about me on national TV,
I really would not care either. I wouldn't
care.
Like, because it doesn't even sound like... If it doesn't sound like it's true, then I'm probably just going to be like, no, that sounds stupid.
Like, yeah, like, why address it?
Don't you think that she used the poop story as part of her prop for, you know, the Mad Hatter party?
Oh, how funny. So that, like, she was so offended by the poop because she's close to the situation.
You never know. I don't know. It drove
the first
couple
episodes. Maybe they thought they were mocking her. Maybe by leaving it on her chair.
That's what I'm getting. That's why.
Well, Carrie's the one who left it on the chair. Carrie admitted that.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's where I got it from.
Interesting angle, Tom.
Which I have some thoughts about Carrie after this.
Let's talk about it, because she had an awkward entrance. Heidi was not feeling Carrie either. She talked with Ralph, the dog, for a while.
She did, didn't she?
For a long while, yeah.
Carrie was just not feeling this, and her behavior was rude, in my opinion.
I think it was rude, too, and I think I'm... And I don't. I guess I can call her this, but she acted like a bitch.
Yeah,
I feel like she act like
and above it all, bitch.
And kind of like the previous episodes, when it kind of relates to the women, she kind of has a bitchy demeanor towards them. So I get why. I mean, even Tiffany, who I feel like Tiffany's kind of middle of the road at this moment. You know what I'm saying? She can kind of get along with everybody, and I feel like she's pretty rational and level-headed. Even she called out Carrie on her behavior when she walked in. So I'm like, girl.
I feel like because when Carrie was walking into the room, she had a feeling that Heidi could have came for her. She knows all the backstory. She's friends with Mark's ex-wife. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So she had to be super defensive. I don't know.
Unless you have to go. I mean, I'm sure she might be contractually obligated to attend that event. But it's like... Just go in with a positive attitude.
A neutral attitude.
At least greet the host.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe don't, I mean, you're not there to begin anything, and maybe don't even engage in it if somebody brings it up, but just be neutral. Like, hello,
My first thought is, whatever. Get me a drink.
Exactly.
My perspective of the whole thing was she didn't want to be at this party, and her mentality going in with her friend was we're going to be in, and we're going to be out, and I just... I've been dreading this since last night. Like, we're just going to just do this for the show. And that was what I got out of her.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what she gave us.
I wonder how many of the women at the party she already knows and has a history with as far as knowing Mark's ex. You know what I mean? Like, if most of the women do, maybe she went in going like, this is going to be awkward. And that could be the case. I don't think it's a defense for her behavior, because I do think she was acting a little much. It wasn't friendly at all.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, she doesn't bother me. It didn't bother me.
She drives me crazy.
I think, for me, if I'm going to somebody's house that I think doesn't like me, I'm going to probably bring some wine or bring some champagne. You know, just come in with a little bit, to try to, like, at least make it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I would do the exact same thing.
Someone doesn't like me, I'm the type of person that's going to... I'm still going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to be okay with you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we're seeing a little bit of personality, though. I mean, if she's going to walk in there acting that way, I mean, it gives you a little bit more of...
Now, what she's going to do... is she gave a little bit of attitude in her interviews, so I did like that. She spunked up a bit, you know?
Yeah,
she did.
Plus, she knew that Leanne and Heidi are, like, really close, so it's like she's kind of getting teamed up on, you know what I mean?
Right.
So she had to walk in there with her friend. I don't know who that was. But she walked in with somebody, right?
She did.
She walked in, but, like, Nobody teamed up on her when she walked in the door.
I don't know. I felt like she went in the mentality like with that. I don't know.
I think right, and in her mind, yeah. I think maybe.
She was already ready to go just in case.
Totally. And I think that... I don't think anybody would have said anything either had she acted normal.
Exactly.
Had she been friendly.
But then Heidi went Alison Dubois on her.
Best part of the night. She's like, oh, Carrie was just about to demonstrate deep throating her corn dogs.
I wanted Carrie to say something. That was not okay.
I know.
That was not okay.
Well, I've been joy. I mean, I live for stuff like that.
I did too. Exactly. That's why I'm here for Heidi.
Right.
Yeah. It would have been a stronger episode if Carrie would have said something in return because you can't just have somebody.
I was
say
waiting
that
for a dinner party from hell. I really was.
Heidi, I don't know if we're gonna get that. Heidi followed up with a cheers to talent. I love that. Yes.
She's a call like it is, lady.
She told Tiffany, "Come sit on my face." Heidi's friends with Mark's ex-wife, as Thomas mentioned earlier, so she's just not accepting Carrie, and that was just an odd event.
Right.
But I mean, that's hard. That looked just like such a hot mess. I couldn't look away.
I know, it was great to watch. Wouldn't want to be there, but it was great to watch.
Yeah, right?
For sure. Yeah, it's a harder situation for the friends. Like, okay, these women are friends with the ex. And here comes Carrie. She's the new girl. The friends are all on the ex's side. So Carrie is like, yeah, whatever. He's my husband now. And these women can't get over it. It's harder for the friends, you know, because it's like loyalty and the first wife.
I will say that.
Yeah.
She kind of made it about herself, though, Carrie did. That's why I was fine with it. She added something to the show, because if she would have walked in it like normal, it would have just been kind of a...
She would have been bland as always.
Yeah.
So
She gave us something
good
tonight.
Good point.
I will agree with you on that.
Yes. All right, Carrie.
Well played, Carrie. Well played. Yes.
But you could have, like... whatever.
She could have said something about, you know, that.
The color.
Yeah, play ball. Like, if you're going to cut, if someone's coming at me, I'm like, you know, come on. You know, what? Because, like, you can talk on the reunion, but it's over and done with at that point.
Right. Exactly.
Say that to Tamara Judge. That would have not happened. Oh, that would have been something God. Else.
She would have.
I live for Tamara.
Tamara would have gone.
The new season
hard.
Is coming up. I'm excited.
Thank God. Yes. June 20th on Bravo. Yes. Anyway, let's take a really quick look at news and gossip because there's a lot to talk about.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so. Yes, announcements. Romper.com reports that Brian has no social media accounts and has not uttered a word to the press since starting the show. Brandy looked to clear the air on her Bravo blog. I believe his thoughts were that he was spending time with me in that moment and it was ridiculous for me to go there. However, I did go there and it resulted in him feeling unappreciated for the time he was giving me. I'll admit this date was hard and I couldn't line up my words correctly, and Brian is a straight shooter. Brian is incredible and I can't thank him enough for all that he does for my family. However, he doesn't like drama or confrontation, so this just annoyed him even more.
Mm-hmm. And there's what you were alluding to earlier with it being whitewashed. Yeah.
Yep.
Totally. Well, this is from AccessHollywood.com. Tiffany Hendra sat down with Kit Hover on Access Hollywood and opened up about her past with drugs and what led her to almost losing it all. We have a clip for you guys.
Yeah, do we have that clip?
Yeah, perfect. I didn't realize that about Tiffany. I know, that's great.
Yeah. It was a good interview.
I mean, it's not great that she went through that.
For Tiffany's unhappiness, one that she kept a secret for years.
You talk in the show about being sexually assaulted when you were 16. What happened then?
It happened after a football game on a Friday night. When I got to school on Monday, after second period, everyone in school was coming up to me. This guy had gone to tell everyone that I bleeped him. And so people were coming up to me and it getting in my face. And I was the first panic attack I ever had. I went to the nurse, called my mom, and I said, you have to check me out of the school right now. My mom, being the woman that she is, she didn't ask me any questions. She just knew something was wrong with her child. And she didn't know until about 5 years ago.
Did that cause your destructive behavior?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There was so much self-hatred. It just spiraled down from there.
It was a very good interview, also, and you can find the rest of it at accesshollywood.com. And she opens up about other projects and really how she turned her life around from drugs. So I really admire her.
I'm really happy for her.
Yeah.
I'm liking her more and more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Totally. I like her a lot. And she's very loyal. She just seems very legit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she's
totally.
Just very, very legit. Okay, so continuing on with news and gossip. Real Mr. Housewife reports, according to an insider... Bravo is not happy with the ratings of the show as they began at a small number and they have continued to drop week to week. While Bravo remains hopeful that this will change, there are definitely concerns if the numbers continue to drop. Should these numbers continue to drop, the show could potentially be canceled. Unfortunately, thus far, it doesn't seem that people are taking to these women or their stories. That's what the source says. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to see for season two.
I think that might be a week old because I believe that the ratings went up like 100, like what is it, 0.1 last week to like, it's a little bit, it's like a 0.8 now. So it's under a million, but I don't know what the threshold is for like when we like let people go and when like they turn into the Miami Hustlers and disappear. So I don't know.
Right.
Just don't know. So we shall find out. I don't want them to go away, of course. So we just need to get more people watching the show, and we need the show to do a little more promotion.
Heidi.
Marie.
D Magazine. D Magazine caught up with Brandy this weekend, and Brandy says that contracts for season two, speaking of, have not been officially given out, and that Bravo is looking to Bravo is looking to the cast and has asked each girl to suggest three suggested additions to the show. Redmond said that she hopes that any new cast members are, quote, fun, and that people want to see a potential second season with real money in Dallas. So we shall see. So
I think so, too. I mean,
two reports there on the status of the show.
Yeah, and I think this show's fun.
Yeah, I like how Brandy makes that statement because she's like, I'm here, so I hope they bring on, like, good people for the show. Yeah. She's definitely going
to stay. I mean, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting that they asked them to, like, promote, like, three people that you think would be good. And who do we want on?
Heidi. Anne-Marie.
Heidi, Anne-Marie.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, God, what a show. Wow. Exactly. There we go. There's the ratings, Bravo.
Yes, before we get to season two, we must look at next week's episode, episode 8.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
It's flying
let's,
by.
Yeah, let's it predict is. Real quick on what's coming up.
What happens? Oh, so Stephanie confronts Travis. Mm-hmm. That's going to be interesting. Because, there it is.
There's that announcement.
There we go.
Yeah, because we've seen, okay, so Stephanie and Travis seem like they do have a good marriage now that we've seen a little more. Mm-hmm. Stephanie does struggle, though, with Travis's treatment of her. She thinks that he treats her like a child. And from what we've seen, it kind of.
She's pretty accurate.
Yeah. He's very domineering, to say the least. So she's been giving Brandy the advice, and maybe now she's taking her own advice, and she's, you know.
She needs to say something.
Getting down to business.
So I'm glad we saw that preview because she needs to, you know, be able to feel comfortable in telling him these things because you can't just go on.
Assert herself.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah. Well, it looks like Brandy's going to sit down with Leanne. So there's that could go many different directions. I don't think it's going
to
go well.
I'm interested to see that. Are they going on a cast trip? Do we know?
I thought I read something about that. But they better get on it. That better happen soon because we're on 8 out of 10. Yeah. So, yeah, I know that they're recording the reunion, so we shall see. I think Angie was accepting questions last week. So,
my God, I hope Heidi or Marie's there.
I just want to see what Heidi's going to wear. Like when she, if you're going to a reunion, like what? Someone like her, like what are you going to wear?
Yeah,
I get creative.
I can't wait.
Well, I think that'll do it for us with predictions and for this episode of The Real Housewives of Dallas. Where can we find everyone?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky and on the Snap at Richie Sky.
You can find me at Thomas Erlina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
And I'm Blake V. Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media.
You guys can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And you can find me on my podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk. Our thanks to all the help in the booth. And that'll do it for us for The Real Housewives of Dallas.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.